As we journey together in this third Sunday of the season of Lent, the readings are given to us also to represent our gentle and gradual encounter with the Lord. And let's pick out some symbols in the readings that will help us also trace the development of the woman's encounter with Jesus at the well in Samaria. The purpose of this reading is given to us so that we would appreciate the importance also of recognizing and understanding in faith or accepting in faith God's presence already within us through the metaphor of water. See, the first reading is talking about water. While the Israelites were traveling from the land of Egypt to the land of promise, they reached the place called Massah and Meribah. This place were named because they were fighting and quarreling, and even Moses complaining that God, why did God bring them to this difficult place? They were hungry, and God told Moses, go and strike this rock, and I will be there, and it will give water for people to drink. And it did happen. This leads us also to the gospel. It also talks about water again. When Jesus, on purpose, passes by his missionary journey to Samaria, while the Samaria and the Jewish people with Jerusalem also were not in good terms. And this conflict started even back to the fall of the northern kingdom about 200 years before the birth of Christ. And Jesus knew this conflict. He came to bring bridges for all these problems. So in purpose, he came there to bridge this gap. And he arrived at the well where there was a Samaritan woman. And Jesus was a Jew. Again, they both knew that their palaces are not supposed to talk to each other. But Jesus did the initiative at the well where the woman came to fetch water, said, give me water to drink. Jesus was talking of the spiritual level, and the woman was answering, you, a Jew, would ask me water to drink? So the conversation began with this kind of level of conversation. But Jesus continued by saying that if you would only know the water that I bring and drink it, you will never be thirsty again. And the woman was trying to appreciate what Jesus was saying, though she did not understand the level that Jesus was talking about. She didn't understand the surface of what Jesus was talking about. She answered by saying, sir, give me this water to drink, so that I would no longer keep on coming to this well. So this, the conversation began, and Jesus was interested of the woman's thirst for life eternal, the woman's thirst for faith. And they were talking about the truth about the life of the woman. See the development of the conversation. First, the woman addressed Jesus as sir. And as they continued their conversation deeper and deeper, Jesus was interested about the truth of her life, so that Jesus would also tell the truth about the life-giving spirit that is in him. And you will see that Jesus told him, tell me about your husband. And she said, I don't have any husband. But as you notice that, he said, yes, you don't have a husband, but you have had five, not including the one you are living now. This moved deeper to their conversation of the woman's recognition, not just simply saying, sir, but she said, you are a prophet. How come do you know my life in their first encounter? Then and then, deeper and deeper, also, the conversation went forward, and they were talking about the God of the living and the place of worship, that we will no longer be in this mountain or any place in the world, but the Christ who is coming, who will reveal everything to the world. And this woman was saying about this Christ. And finally, Jesus said, I am He. So this time, the woman's recognition of Christ as Sir developed into a prophet, and third, finally developed to the recognition of Jesus as the prophet, as the Messiah. It is a gentle conversation that happens over time, and this that represents also our encounter and gentle recognition of Christ Jesus as our Savior, our Messiah in our own life. Third Sunday of the season of Lent, where the RCIA brothers and sisters who are participating also to encounter Christ in this ministry, this gospel is also given, because it is a gradual encounter or recognition of God's love in Christ Jesus. So then, also as we move forward, they were saying, we worship God in spirit and in truth, in Christ. Yes, this is what we are doing now. We come together in this celebration, no longer in the mountain of Horeb, or Sinai, or Tabor, but here on the altar of God. We worship not any other kind of God, but only Christ Jesus. And He is the one now, in Him is fulfilled, being the rock of our salvation that was struck by Moses with his rod at Meribah and Massah, where it broke and gave living water for people to drink in their journey. Here, Jesus, who is struck by and pierced by the lance at the cross, flowed the living water and blood from His side, that we may drink this life-giving water and may have life eternal. To quench our spiritual thirst of the life-giving power and spirit that Jesus can give us in our journey until we reach the land of promise, the heavenly Jerusalem. This is our worship that is also represented by the message of the gospel today. According to Saint Augustine, the woman's encounter with Jesus, the woman there represents the church as the bride of Christ, that is nourished by the life-giving water that comes from the side of Christ and fed by the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. We also are having this journey in our own life to encounter Christ very gently, very gradually, and lovingly. And here the Christ that we worship is the crucified one. And many will say, why did He die on the cross? Can He be the Christ, the Savior? But by and slowly we realize that He is the one who chose to die that way on the cross, who chose to die in a brutal and scandalous way of dying on the cross, to put an end to our human limitations, and according to the second reading, to die for the ungodly in an unappointed time, to identify Himself that He became even ungodly in dying, in giving up His life. So that in this final limitation and absurdity and brutality and scandal, there He puts everything, an end to everything, because He Himself also has the power to give us up the life-giving Spirit that comes from His death. He died for all of us that we may be forgiven, and He died that all of us may have life eternal that He has given up for all of us. This is the mystery of His powerful way of saving us from all our sins. Could He be the God? That's why the Jewish people and also the Greeks were saying this is foolishness for the Greeks and a scandal for the Jewish people. But that is the way the Lord has chosen to die for us. That is the door for us to recognize the infinite and powerful revelation of God's mercy, love, and forgiveness for all of us. This is a mystery. And this is the journey that we are now traveling through in this third season, Sunday of Lent, to approach that mystery, that final mission, the final celebration of the Lord's mission by His death on the cross that leads also, that opens the way to His resurrection. So my dear friends, what is needed in the gospel is faith alone, like the first reading, to have faith in God for Moses striking his rod to the rock. Jesus is that rock for our salvation. In the gospel, the woman at the well, that water that Jesus is talking about, the woman, He is talking about the living water that He can give, the life-giving water of the Spirit that our souls can drink and have life eternal. Scientists would say 65% of our body is water. And that water, if it is taken away from us, we will die. Jesus is that life-giving water that we encounter at baptism, so that He washes away our sins, He cleanses us from the original sin, and brings about new life of grace, that life in Christ, life in the Spirit, and then also life that is eternal. He gives us also the life-giving Spirit as we eat and drink and worship Him in the Eucharistic celebration and receive His body and drink His blood that will give us life also that is eternal. And faith is needed because He is the Lord not only of the Jewish nation but of the non also Jewish people who would accept Him in faith as our Savior.